Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy, B-Mick, the Click Picker, coming through Sunday, 11/19/2017, giving you a little audio to go along with your weekly Clicks to Pick. That's right, it's a good-ass game, coming back. So last week I didn't have anything for you audio-wise, but I thought I made up for it. On the typing side of the game, I gave you that 200 words a minute output. So we made it happen. Still, I'm not half-assing it like last season. Speaking of, man, not half-assing. League Pass has stepped their game up. I don't know what they did. But this year, it's much better. They got all the kings. I don't know if they fired somebody in the IT department. But much respect. And shout out to the homie who hooked me up with that password. Know what I mean? Shout out to you. I won't disclose your identity. Because I know you don't want folks hitting you up for that password. But appreciate it. So let's move on real fast. Last week was a real good week of basketball. It was kind of a hype week. Kind of eventful. LeBron went to New York City, went down to Gotham, and much like Godzilla, spread mayhem. First thing they did was Monday morning after shoot around, they took the train. I guess they had a choice between a 45-minute bus ride and a 6-minute train ride. And I want to say they were on a 3, I think, is what they took. I think it was like 59th Street. No, I think it was the 34th Street stop. But, I can understand it, man. If you've ever been to Manhattan, you know how crazy it can get. But, you saw in the video, homie was videotaping civilians. Some people were happy about it. Some people weren't happy about it. I think little homie next to him went to bump his YouTube. And, it was affecting his knees a little bit. He went on Twitter and said that LeBron elbowed him in the face. So, I mean, even before the game, New Yorkers were flopping. But they got on the subway, caused that hysteria. And I ain't gonna lie, I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, I like taking the subway, but, you know, every time I go to New York, I'm a tourist. But once you figured out how to navigate that subway system, kind of take pride in being able to know where to get to where, from where to where. So I can see how they got caught up in it, and I might have fanboyed out had they got on my subway train. I'm not even gonna front. I fucks with Channing Fry. But that was before the game. They get the MSG, and MSG was lit. I was listening to the game, the Knicks feed, Clyde Frazier and Mike Breen, and the Garden was lit. You could tell that the fans were really mean it when they were yelling defense. They had the organ going. Q-Tip was at the game, so it was a good game. It was probably the most exciting game of the week. Knicks, Enes Kanter and LeBron kind of got into it because LeBron was talking shit about Enes earlier, and Enes felt some type of way, and then LeBron was doing some weird sneak dissing, or he was talking about Dennis Smith Jr., then started saying he should have been a Nick, kind of disrespecting Frank, the French dude, Nickelodeon, I can't pronounce the name, no disrespect, but he's French. Only fuck with one French dude. His name is Boris Diaw. And sometimes Tony Parker. And, who's the one cat used to play for the Warriors? Michael Petras. Yo, I like Michael Petras. Anyways, this point guard for the Knicks, he looks pretty good. But LeBron was talking shit about him, talking shit about the Knicks. And so everybody was kind of... It was kind of a good troll job because it was definitely a heated atmosphere. And LeBron and company were down by like 23 at one point. It was still early, so you knew you couldn't get too comfortable. But they clawed back. I think by the fourth quarter, they were down by 15, and you knew it was coming. Kyle Korver went supernova, scored 19 points in the fourth quarter, and that kind of spurred their comeback. And then LeBron just kind of hit the last couple shots that they needed. That three-pointer over KP was pretty filthy, but you kind of knew that was going to happen. And the Knicks had a couple chances. They just kind of – they did what young teams do, just kind of schmoogle the game away. But it was an entertaining game. People were upset, but from a fan standpoint of neither the Cavs or Knicks, I was thoroughly entertained. And it's always good to see the garden hype. I really like Madison Square Garden. And got a lot of respect for Knicks fans because they've been through it. So I'm always rooting for the Knicks to be a good team. I think the NBA is better. Like, the NBA is better when the Knicks are good, the Celtics, or the Lakers. And, like, the NFL is better when the Raiders are good. And college football is better when the Miami Hurricanes are good. But let's move on. But LeBron kept trolling, said he was the king of New York. And I'm just going to throw this out there. What if he really likes New York? What if he wants to go there? And he's trying, just testing it out, being adversarial. See if somebody's going to take it too far. Because you know how, like, you meet a girl and she's kind of a bitch, but you're really attracted to her. You kind of antagonize her because you kind of hate her, but you're really attracted to her. And you hate yourself for being attracted to her, so you just kind of antagonize her. Maybe you'll piss her off so much she'll want to fuck you. Am I the only one who's ever done that? As an adult, it works sometimes. It's crazy. It's silly. I've seen it happen. I left this kind of stuff in the 20s, but, you know, that's kind of what it felt like. I think LeBron's kind of testing the waters. LeBron in a Knick uniform would be kind of lit. That jersey would fly off the shelves, and New York would be better for it. The NBA would be better off for it. The media capital of the world. And we got basketball king of the world for now. For now, he's got some people chomping at the bit. We'll get more into that later about the other players. But that's something interesting to look into. KP could be a good teammate for him. And then Frank to the nth power. Decent point guard. You know, last time I got excited about a point guard this early in their career, I said something stupid like Devin Harris is going to be better than Tony Parker. And 5 championships later, I couldn't be more wrong, could I have been? So I'm going to reserve all judgment. Usually by year 4, you kind of tell what you're getting anyway. So we'll see what happens. But LeBron, KP on that Knicks team, and you're talking already Eastern Conference Finals. And besides all the buttloads of money, the NBA and James Dolan and anybody invested in Madison Square Garden entertainment entities. So they would blow up. But, sorry. I think that would be cool. LeBron to Philly? How would that be? Ben Simmons, LeBron, and Joel Embiid. Jesus, I've been watching so much Philadelphia basketball this season. I watched 2 games this week. So Philly versus the Clippers. Philly versus the Lakers. I watched Philly versus Golden State. Then last night's Philly versus Golden State. And Embiid had a couple games where when he was playing against Sac and when he was playing against Golden State, I was like, oh, he's hurt. He's got to be hurt. And then he pulls off, he hangs out in L.A. for 4 days, and he has 2 incredible games. The game against the Lakers was epic. That I haven't seen one of those games in a regular season in a long, long time. His stats were off the charts. He had a plus 19. Talking about Joel Embiid here. Shot 4 feet for 20. So he only missed 6 shots. Had 15 rebounds. 13 defensive rebounds of those 15 rebounds. 7 assists. 7 blocks. 46 points. That is an insane stat line. And he did it in an LA crowd. And he did it in so many ways. He was hitting the dream shaking motherfuckers. Then he was hitting jump shots. Then he was hitting hook shots. Then he did some up and under shit. And then Duncan, a couple 3-pointers. I mean, to have watched Joel Embiid as a Jayhawk and then to watch him now, he kind of had a glimpse of it. He was like, oh, this guy could be really good. And now, as you're kind of seeing him blossom, you realize just how special of a player he might be. We don't know how long he's going to last. He might last 5 years. He'll be lucky to get 8. But however many seasons he plays should just be enjoyed for what it is. Him, like a supernova comet or something. You just got to just like enjoy it while it lasts. So don't get too caught up in like the overall whatever, because he could definitely have like a Bill Walton-like career where, poof, it's gone. But enjoy it while it's here, because that guy is really special, and it's a real treat watching him play. And it's an even bigger treat watching him when he plays that well. It looks effortless. He's incredible. And when he plays games like that, that's what me and my boy Sam like to call it when he goes in beast mode. And, you know, when he was playing at KU, we went to one of the games. We had the in beast mode sign. We're hoping he would see us coming out of the tunnel. He didn't. He was focused. I think he played well. That was against Georgetown. But one of his teammates saw it and started laughing. But we never got the credit for that. We're gonna try to make that a trend in beast mode. See if people hop on. Top 3 favorite players of the week, though. Embiid, definitely, for sure. I really like watching Kristaps Porzingis. He has the potential to be a real special player, too. The length. He can put the ball on the floor. He can handle the rock. He can shoot. We were kind of, but it's year 3, and he's definitely in the running for most improved player. I would say him. I'd say in beast mode. I've really enjoyed watching Robert Covington. I think Robert Covington could easily be most improved player of the year. Some people think it could be Jaylen Brown, but Covington has played himself into, what does he get paid? He got this thing, he just got a 44-year $44 million extension for 3 years, which is phenomenal. And then, I think he could win it. I think Porzingis could win it. I haven't seen enough of the Celtics. I know people were gassed up on the Celtics-Warriors game from the other night. It was supposed to be a good-ass game of the week, and it's kind of weak. The refs made way too many calls. The pace of the game wasn't that great. The Warriors shot really badly, settled for way too many jump shots, and the Celtics were smart enough to realize that if they were aggressive, they would get whistles, and eventually it just became a free throw shooting contest. It wasn't that entertaining, not nearly as entertaining as the Lakers-Philly game on Wednesday or the Knicks game on Monday, but yeah, Robert Covington is looking really good. I would even say Glenn Rice-esque, if anybody's old enough to remember what Glenn Rice was when he played in his prime. Man, he was nasty. Oh, especially when he was with the Hornets, then the Heat. By the time he got to the Lakers, he wasn't quite as mobile, and he was slashing, but he was only averaging like 15 points a game and just kind of hanging out on the perimeter for Kobe and Shaq to throw it to. But Oh, dude, he was filthy. When he put up just 40 points, 30 points, just on fire, 8 for 9 shooting, that kind of shit. You see him on Inside Stuff like every other week. He had this really hot-ass Cuban wife. She was beautiful. And for that alone, I was like, respect Glenn Rice. And that was before I found out about the Sarah Palin stuff. That was crazy, too. I mean, Glenn Rice, elder statesman of the NBA. He's like an ambassador. But that's about it. That's all I got. Just want to talk about those two guys. I liked Giannis. I didn't think I watched any Bucks games. I did watch Milwaukee Detroit. That might have been, it was a couple nights ago, and that was actually, I watched the very end of that, and Milwaukee looks really good to Eric Bledsoe. He's athletic. He can handle the rock in clutch situations. He's a good veteran on that team. And I think you're going to see it to where he might not put up as big as numbers, but he's actually playing point guard, and he's setting people up. And then late in the game when they need him, he's going and getting it done. And guess what? Guess who? He's got Jason Terry on the bench to help him out. And then he's got Jason Kidd as the head coach. So you got two guys who can kind of help mentor him and kind of help him to actualize as the kind of point guard that he can be. And makes your job be a lot easier when you just throw it in to Giannis. So look out for the Bucks. I think, and I said this the other day, they've gone from this media pass darling to legit contenders. And if you get a chance, the Bucks with Milwaukee games, do it. Definitely. I'm going to watch as much as I can. I know they play a couple games this week. I think they got Washington on Monday. And that'll be a good game. John Wall. Oh, shit. John Wall versus Bledsoe. Bledsoe was backing up Wall at Kentucky. So, you gotta watch this. But check that out. Monday's going to be good. Clippers at New York. So you got to have Blake Griffin come in to Gotham, to Madison Square Garden. He's gonna eat. It's going to be like Godzilla going back to Manhattan. I mean, fuck all these Godzilla. And remember when Japan would always have a natural disaster where it was either Godzilla or Mothra? I mean, New York, man. They had LeBron last week. Blake Griffin this week. People just like going to New York and eating. That's all it is. People put on a show when they play there. I say it every year. And it's true. Ever since going back to Jordan. But even before then, like, once you've gone to, like, an event at Madison Square Garden, you see why people, like, everything is just more vivid. So you definitely want to perform. And I think that's just New York in general. New Yorkers like performers. Also that Monday night, Oklahoma City and New Orleans. That's a league pass game. New Orleans just got Rondo back. There's some people who hate Rajon Rondo. I fuck with Rondo pretty heavily. And, well, you know, I mean, they got three Kentucky dudes playing for them now. So with Rondo and Anthony Davis and Bleak Cousins. That'll be fun. Cleveland-Detroit, that's going to be a good game. Somehow, Detroit is atop of their division. That's kind of crazy. And then Tuesday, there's nothing going on. So get your shopping done for Thanksgiving if you choose to celebrate that. Wednesday's the good-ass game of the week with Golden State and Oklahoma City. Superstar filled game. So, got a lot of future Hall of Famers in this one. we'll see what happens. It's the night before Thanksgiving. So, enjoy that. If you got time. Spurs at Pels also that night. Spurs going to be eating some Cajun turkey after that W against New Orleans. That's going to be a real passing clinic, though. Alvin Gentry and old Larry Brown alumnus, like Greg Popovich. Both of them spent time up in Lawrence. So that'll be cool. Learning Larry Brown coaching tree. And that's kind of it, pretty much. Thursday, Friday, people are going to be out shopping. I would advise you to just fuck all that. But Saturday, New Orleans comes out to Golden State. That's a league pass game. I could be talked into attending that game in person, but tickets would have to be pretty much land in my lap. But that's all for the week. Have a happy holiday. And I appreciate you coming in and checking out this a good-ass game. And check with me next week. We can revisit these games. And, you know, if you got some feedback, you want to holler at me, you want to get some tips, get some website advice, you got some audio advice you want to throw at me, just got some critiques, or you just want to say you really like what I'm doing, you can check me out at Twitter, at GoodAssGame. Or you can check me out on Gmail, which is thisagoodassgame@gmail.com. Or you can even call through the full SAS archives, because this is still a full SAS presented item. But, you know, you just holler at Craig Stein over there and send it to our interns. But I'm going to fight this cold, and then I'm going to do some stuff around the house before the old lady gets back, because it won't be quite as quiet. But appreciate you. Have a good one, and respect. Peace.